listening to Intermountain Classics, brought to you by KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. We begin our tribute to American composers with the Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. It was written in 1942 for the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra under conductor Eugene Goossens, and was inspired in part by a famous speech made earlier in the same year where Vice President Henry Wallace proclaimed the dawning of the century of the common man. The Redwood Symphony is conducted by Eric Kujewski in this recording. Tonight, we're celebrating the music of America with a tribute to American music. We have just heard the Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. We next feature the music of George Gershwin. In 1935, Gershwin wrote an opera, Porgy and Bess, which was based on Dubose Hayward's novel Porgy. The work deals with African-American life in the fictitious Catfish Row in Charleston, South Carolina, in the early 1920s. Originally conceived by Gershwin as an American folk opera, Porgy and Bess premiered in New York and featured an entire cast of classically trained African-American singers, a daring artistic choice at the time. The song Summertime is best-known selection from Porgy and Bess. Other popular and frequently recorded songs from the opera include It Ain't Necessarily So, Bess, You Is My Woman Now, I Love You, Porgy, and I Got Plenty of Nuttin'. The opera is admired for Gershwin's innovative synthesis of European orchestral techniques with American jazz and folk music idioms. Featured are the following selections: Introduction, Summertime, I Got Plenty of Nuttin', Oh, I Can't Sit Down, Good Morning, Sister, Good Morning, Brother, and I'm On My Way. Here is the J. Rosamond Johnson Chorus and Orchestra, conducted by Lehman Engel, performing excerpts from George Gershwin's Porgy and Bess.
Plenty of nothing, and nothing. mountains plenty for me. I got no car, got no mule, got no misery. The folks with plenty of plenty got a lock on their door, afraid somebody's going to rob them while he's out a-making more. What for? I got no lock on the door, that's no way to be. They can steal the rug from the floor, that's okay with me, cause the things that I prize like the stars in the sky all are free. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal, got my Lord, got my song. I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got the sun, got the moon, got the deep blue sea. Our folks with plenty of plenty got to pray all the day. It seems with plenty you sure got to worry how to keep the devil away. I ain't a fretting about hell till the time arrives. Never worry long as I'm well. Never one to strive to be good, to be bad. What the hell? I'm glad as alive. Oh, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty for me. I got my gal, got my song, got heaven the whole day long. No use complaining, got my gal.
Yeah.
Charles Ives' Holiday Symphony consists of the following four movements: Washington's Birthday, Decoration Day, the 4th of July, and Thanksgiving and Forefathers Day. Tonight, in honor of America's birthday, we present the third movement of the Holiday Symphony, the 4th of July. It has been said that as a boy, Ives would climb the town bell tower in Danbury, Connecticut, and listen to the bands from all the neighboring towns approach for the festivities, all playing different melodies simultaneously. He was fascinated by the cacophony of sound that greeted his ears. The Unanswered Question is another work by Charles Ives. The full title Ives originally gave the piece was A Contemplation of a Serious Matter, or The Unanswered Perennial Question. The work was conceived in three layers involving a flute quartet, solo trumpet, and offstage string quartet. Each layer has its own tempo and key. Ives himself described the work as a cosmic landscape, in which the strings represent the silences of the druids who know, see, and hear nothing. The trumpet then asks the perennial question of existence, and the woodwinds seek the invisible answer, but abandon it in frustration, so that ultimately the question is answered only by the silences. Tonight, we present these two works together, a truly patriotic birthday present to America. The Philadelphia Orchestra is featured under the baton of Eugene Ormandy. You've been listening to a 4th of July musical birthday present to America with 4th of July and The Unanswered Question by American composer Charles Ives. Paul Creston was an Italian-American composer of classical music. Creston was one of the most performed American composers of the 1940s and 50s. He was also a notable teacher and wrote the theoretical books Principles of Rhythm and Rational Metric Notation. Tonight we hear a very special recording of a live performance of his Sonata for Alto Saxophone and Piano, featuring Vincent Abbato on alto sax and Paul Creston himself at the piano.
Thank you.
Next, we hear the music of Leonard Bernstein with Candide, an operetta with music based on the novella of the same name by Voltaire. The operetta was first performed in 1956 with a libretto by Lillian Hellman. Although unsuccessful at its premiere, Candide has now overcome the unenthusiastic reaction of early audiences and critics and achieved enormous popularity. Candide is a French satire and begins with a young man, Candide, who is living a sheltered life in an Edenic paradise and being indoctrinated with optimism by his mentor, Pangloss. The work describes the abrupt cessation of this lifestyle, followed by Candide's slow, painful disillusionment as he witnesses and experiences great hardships in the world. It concludes with Candide, if not rejecting optimism outright, advocating an enigmatic precept: we must cultivate our garden, in lieu of the mantra of Pangloss, all is for the best in the best of all possible worlds. Tonight we feature the following selections from Candide: Westphalia Overture, Life is Happiness Indeed, Oh Happy We, and Nothing More Than This. The London Symphony Orchestra and Chorus is conducted by the composer. Our final work on tonight's Birthday Present to America is a unique and unusual performance of Hoedown by singer Bobby McFerrin and cellist Yo-Yo Ma.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Intermountain Classics on KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Tune in next Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. for our next program. Good evening and good music.